Injuries to the brain can be devastating. Sometimes people's behavior, even their personalities, can change. Between 2014 and 2017, the state of Washington sent 16 patients who had both brain injuries and extreme behavior issues to a treatment facility in Tulsa, Oklahoma. But instead of getting treatment and returning home, most of them stayed for years at a cost to taxpayers of millions of dollars. In part one of a five-part series, Olympia correspondent Austin Jenkins tells the story of how they got there.
Steve Jenks keeps a framed photograph on his coffee table. It shows him with his arm around his wife, Lori. Her head is tilted against his shoulder, and they're both smiling.
That was us probably 30 minutes before life changed forever.
It was August of 2010, and this photo was taken just before they left a wedding they'd attended in Walla Walla. As they headed back to their hotel, something terrible happened.
It was a head-on collision with another car. Nobody died, thank goodness. But Lori was not expected to live after the accident.
Lori was taken by helicopter from the scene in critical condition. She was in a coma-like state for a month. She had suffered a diffuse axonal brain injury.
Which means all through the brain, it was basically just scrambled.
Before the accident, Steve and Lori were active in the world of dog shows. They showed Weimaraners. After the accident, everything changed, including Lori's personality. Jenks says his wife went from being the social director for their family to someone with antisocial behavior. She could be verbally and physically abusive.
It's just hard. Hard for her, hard for me.
Traumatic brain injury got more attention in the wake of the wars in Iraq and Afghanistan, but it wasn't until 2011 that brain injury medicine became its own subspecialty. It's often said that no two brain injuries are alike, and the availability of treatment, rehab, and long-term care varies from state to state. Steve Jenks discovered that the hard way.
The services are good immediately after an accident, but there's just not the infrastructure there to take care of somebody once they're past the acute part of the deal.
In the months after the accident, Lori was transferred from the hospital to a rehab center to a brain injury facility in California, where she relearned to walk and talk. When the insurance ran out, she returned to Washington. At first, Jenks tried to take care of her at home, but he says that didn't work out.
When she starts swearing at me and saying, I hate you, I hate you, I hate you, my skin's not thick enough, I guess.
So Jenks found an adult family home to care for Lori. Over the next couple of years, she bounced in and out of three of these homes, never finding the right fit. By now, she was on Medicaid, the state's insurance program for low-income and disabled people. Eventually, Lori ended up in the psychiatric unit of a hospital because of her extreme behavior. And then one day, Jenks heard about a place in Tulsa, Oklahoma.
Brookhaven Hospital, I heard from the Brain Injury Association of Washington.
Jenks asked a state case manager if Brookhaven might be an option for Lori. He says he was told,
good luck with that. They basically told me it was never going to happen.
One of the problems was a different state agency would need to approve it, Washington's Healthcare Authority. It runs the Medicaid program and authorizes short-term hospitalizations. But as luck would have it, another brain injury patient had already paved the way for Lori. That part of our story tomorrow. I'm Austin Jenkins in Olympia.